Susan Sutton, editor of ASI. Today we're joined by Avery Dennison's Tom Eppel, whose article entitled Evolving Pressure-Sensitive Tape Adhesives appears in our September issue. Tom, thanks for taking some time to speak with us.
Glad to be here. I'm always glad to talk about tapes.
How have PSA tapes evolved in order to offer a viable alternative to traditional bonding systems?
Well, PSA tapes originally were good for bonding and have been for years, but they had a lot of performance limitations that kept them from being used in some applications. So other bonding systems were required, you know, mechanical fasteners and liquid glues. Over the years, however, the PSAs have developed quite extensively, and they've extended the performance so that now they meet the application requirements that they couldn't before.
What bonding properties can these tapes typically offer?
Specific PSA properties cover a very wide range, but some of the critical properties are the ability to withstand high heats, even over 200 C, resistance to very harsh chemicals, including things like gasoline, and the ability to bond at cold temperatures. So basically expanding the conditions the tape can be applied to and used.
Okay. What about processing?
Well, processing has always been one of the key advantages of PSAs. Different PSA constructions allow for tapes to be cut to complex shapes, and the simple peel and stick application makes assembly easy. And while some PSAs will increase bond over time, the initial bond with almost all PSAs is instant, with only a small applied pressure, so it's a very easy, quick, and simple process.
Can you provide some examples of how these tapes can be effective in applications like automotive or consumer electronics?
PSA tapes are widely used in automotives due to the ease of assembly and some of the exceptional properties they offer. One of the unique applications is for automotive brake shims. The PSAs not only bond the shims to the brake pads and withstand the high temperatures of the brakes, but they also act as a constraint layer damper and reduce the vibrations, and hence the noise that the consumer hears from the brakes. In the case of consumer electronics, the market's driving to thinner and thinner devices that require very thin PSA tapes to bond. And being thin usually means harder to bond, but now PSA tapes have performance where they can still achieve very high bonds, even with very little adhesive.
Well, thanks again, Tom.
My pleasure.
To learn more, read Evolving Pressure-Sensitive Tape Adhesives in our September 2013 issue. Available now at adhesivesmag.com.